Illinois, in the eastern part of the state. It was great to see my old friends as well as my father. I filled Dad in regarding the excitement at Brimfield High, saying I thought things went well, and how Coach Johnson had said he might be getting in touch with me. After dinner, the speaker introduced the theme for the week, which was being open to what God wants to do in your life. That was interesting to hear. I was down with that. Back home, my sister Jessica was busy writing down phone messages for me. Coaches from 5 colleges called and wanted to talk to me about playing for their school. When Mom went home early, she returned the calls since I wouldn't be back until the weekend. Coach Johnson seemed the most interested. He explained that he was looking for one more pitcher to round out his staff and thought I would be perfect for the Olivet Nazarene team. "But we're also looking for character guys, and I would love to have a guy like you," he said. "We can take care of your schooling if you come play for us. Why don't you come up and visit? I'd like to set that up for you." Did I hear what I thought I just heard? Was Coach Johnson offering me a scholarship to play baseball? I thought my days of playing baseball were over, but now a bona fide college baseball program wanted me at the 11th hour and 59th minute and was willing to pay my way. "When would you like me to come visit?" I asked. "How about this week? Would Tuesday work for you?" I told Coach that I would have to check with my parents. Turns out that Mom and Dad had a commitment that day, but Coach Gold said he'd drive me to Bourbonnais. I called Coach back and said I'd be there on Tuesday. When I told my parents about the phone call, we were all excited by this lightning bolt from the sky. "Maybe God is opening a door for you," Dad said. We looked on a map to see where Olivet Nazarene University was located. The campus was situated in Bourbonnais, Illinois, 2 hours northeast of Eureka in the direction of Chicago. Dad didn't know much about Nazarene doctrine and what they believe, but he did know they believe in Jesus. Coach Gold drove me to Bourbonnais, which was a surreal experience. I couldn't tell who was more excited, him or me. After touring the ball field and the campus buildings, Coach Johnson sat us down in his office. "Ben, like I said before, you're just the type of young man we're looking for. On behalf of Olivet Nazarene University,